Peter B. Collins Special Report. It's Friday, July 10th, 2015. Pundits claim they know who's going to be elected president in 2016. I find them unbelievable. Yeah, the things people are saying I find unbelievable, and it's coming from many different directions. My focus today is on people who push back against those of us who are not enthusiastic supporters of Hillary Rodham Clinton for president in 2016. We're described as Hillary bashers, Hillary haters. And while you may characterize my criticism of Mrs. Clinton as bashing, I don't hate her. I simply disagree with her on a huge set of policy issues that prevent me from supporting her. And what I find ludicrous is at this early stage, I mean, after all, the Iowa caucuses are at least 6 months away. The New Hampshire primary is behind that. And a lot can happen in the next 6 months. And I don't accept either the inevitability that Hillary Clinton is entitled to this nomination and will get it and cannot be stopped by any other Democrat. I don't accept that. And I also don't accept the idea that Bernie Sanders cannot win. I'm going to explain in some detail here today. First up on Sanders. On domestic issues, he represents, I think, a very powerful populist element of the Democratic Party. People who have been ignored, derided as the professional left by Barack Obama and his administration, notably his former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. And Bernie Sanders has a very tough road to the White House. Everything will have to break his way. He's not going to raise the zillions of dollars that Hillary Clinton can. But there's an advantage to that money, to the money disparity. Hillary's money comes tainted. We know she can raise big money from Hollywood, big money from Wall Street. But with it comes a lot of baggage. The big money of the Clinton Foundation, which has been partially revealed by the New York Times and other outlets, is a huge problem for the Clinton candidacy. And as I have discussed on a daily basis here, Clinton's service as Secretary of State, where she promoted the true failure related to our policies about Libya, and the guise of a no-fly zone and humanitarian protection, we unleashed the effort that led to the demise of Muammar Gaddafi. And now Libya is a failed state where on a daily basis refugees gather and try to cross the Mediterranean to Italy and other European countries. Libya is a failed state where the huge arms cache that Gaddafi had built up has been dispersed to various terror groups, and to the hot war in Syria. Some, perhaps, under the direct control of the CIA. And so, Hillary Clinton comes to this campaign with many liabilities. Everybody knows who she is. Her negatives in the polls are in the upper 40%, 47, 48. Those are people like me who will likely never vote for her. And while she has advantages in trying to access the Obama electoral coalition, which includes African Americans and some Latinos, and it's clear that Sanders doesn't have strong support in those elements of the Democratic Party, Yes, Hillary has distinct advantages at, you know, in the big picture. But every time she does a new speech, launches a new policy initiative, as many questions are raised as are answered by what she says. And so when she's taken this populist bent, trying to parallel and elbow out Bernie Sanders on many of these issues, trying to act, Hillary has been trying to act in some ways like she's very close to Elizabeth Warren. And these are not, they're simply are not true. Now, some people who don't pay close attention may be persuaded by this. And if you're already gung-ho for Hillary because you want a woman for president, and that's the most important thing, doesn't matter if she's hawkish on foreign policy, has been a sponsor of blunders, or that she's compromised by all the money that has been raised at the Clinton Foundation. No matter how you spin the Clinton Foundation, it is a nexus of power, money, and influence. It is a shadow government, a shadow political operation. And we've already seen exposés of what occurred despite the assurances we were given that while Hillary was Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation wouldn't take money from foreign governments. But it did. The emails, that's going to be almost a monthly feast for the next 6 months or so until all of the State Department emails are vetted and released. And with each one, we get a new round of questions about Sidney Blumenthal. What was he up to? What kind of influence was he seeking or peddling? Now, as I relate these issues, I do favor Bernie Sanders on domestic policy. But I've been honest about my critique of his gun control policy domestically and his very weak foreign policy positions, particularly vis-a-vis Israel and Palestine. And so when I read on Facebook or see articles by Nate Silver that basically say Bernie Sanders cannot win, well, the premise there is that Hillary Clinton cannot lose. Now, I'm talking just about the nomination process. I'm not talking about the general election next year. But there is this sense, this sentiment. A lot of it is driven purely by identity politics. And I want to be quick to add here that I know many women who are extremely smart and don't just fall into the trap of supporting Hillary because they both have ovaries. But there are many people, including my 92-year-old mom, who want a woman president, and Hillary's good enough to break that glass ceiling. Well, that's not enough for me, because I fear that on the most important issues, including foreign policy, she said she wants to bomb Iran, that I fear that she would get us deeper into foreign military entanglements. There doesn't appear to be a pacifist bone in her body. And she's been caught up in the politics of foreign policy. And her husband once said that Americans prefer foreign policies that are strong, even if they're wrong. And I think Hillary lives up to that on an almost daily basis. So one of the things that has triggered this rant today is that I am a part of a Facebook group called Democrats Against Hillary Clinton in 2016. And a few months back, I interviewed the guy who started this page, a fellow named Steve Yelich. He told me he's a beer truck driver in Florida. And he impressed me as a pretty smart guy who follows the news, cares about politics, is not a low-information voter. And he came out early swinging, saying, I want somebody besides Hillary Clinton to run for president. Well, you can check out the page at Facebook, Democrats Against Hillary Clinton 2016. And there is an open civil war going on among leftists there right now. And I don't know the actual status of this page. I haven't been in touch with Steve recently. But I did see a post of his about 2 weeks ago where he was kind of throwing in the towel. And Steve's post read that he flatly doesn't believe that Bernie Sanders can win, therefore he's not supporting him in any way, shape, or form. He clearly favors Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland and mayor of Baltimore. And I've been waiting for O'Malley to define himself. I haven't shut the door on O'Malley. I'm not inclined to support Jim Webb. I'm curious about Lincoln Chafee, a man who I've talked to on several occasions and distinguished himself as a moderate Republican in the United States Senate. And so for me, I'm not ready to make a decision here and say, oh gosh, the Supreme Court is at stake and therefore I must lock arms behind Hillary's candidacy today. Now, we may very well have to reach that choice, and for me it would be an ugly one, a year from now, or 14 months from now, or 16 months from now when the election will actually be held. But we don't have to be there today. And so I want to just breeze through some of the most recent posts here at Democrats Against Hillary Clinton, the Facebook page, and some of the comments that have been posted in reaction. Now, one of the articles comes from Nate Silver, Mr. Statistics, at 538.com. And he does a statistical analysis to show that Hillary has advantages in the polls right now, even though Sanders has been moving up in some battleground states like Iowa and New Hampshire. But across the country, Hillary is polling at, in the low 40s, and Bernie Sanders, this among Democrats, is showing just about 15% across the country. Now, a lot can happen in the next few months as people start to focus, and the crowds that Sanders has been drawing make him appealing, make for some drama. Silver also points out with some stats here that something that I said a little earlier, that Sanders has weak support among non-white Democrats. His support is at 9% against all non-whites, 5% among African Americans. I recognize that he does not have an easy glide path to the nomination. But this is a process, and candidates build momentum. They build a kind of coalition that develops its own steam over a period of time. We saw what Obama was able to do in 2008. And Martin O'Malley still may, come on strong, fire his proverbial afterburners, and become a factor in this race. But I, for one, am not prepared to slam the door today and say that, the only route forward is with Hillary Clinton, because there is just too much at stake and too much that is fluid. Here's another post from Forward Progressive. There's a reality about Hillary Clinton that many liberals need to face. And this is the play about the Supreme Court, saying that if we don't elect her because she's the only electable Democrat, that Republicans will take control of the court, and that is going to lead us down a terrible path. And so my point to you today is just hold your fire. Keep your powder dry. Keep an open mind. And follow the news that is going, that is being reported on a daily basis. Here's another one from the Boston Herald. The Bernie Sanders bubble gets set for a flameout, analysts say. Now, I freely admit that Bernie Sanders could flame out at any stage. But, as I pointed out earlier, he doesn't have the kind of baggage that can come back to bite you on different occasions that Hillary Clinton has. And so, as I look at this picture, and I see people posting on Facebook, and, these are very hardened positions, as if everybody is a pundit, Everybody is a pollster and a statistician. And a lot of this, too, is based on a premise that Jeb Bush will be the ultimate Republican nominee and that he is so overwhelming in his support and his appeal that Democrats can't afford to take the risk of running somebody like Sanders against Jeb Bush. Well, just in the past week, Donald Trump has shown that Jeb Bush can be eclipsed very easily. And Jeb Bush blundered with his gaffe about how Americans need to work longer hours in order to revive the economy and rebuild employment and the workforce in this country. And so I consider this to be a wide open race. And I think the worst thing that people can do at this time is close their minds and then accuse people who don't agree with their closed-minded decision of being haters or bashers or out of touch or too liberal, too left. I just find it really mind-boggling. So let's take a gander at the comments that have been posted on the Democrats Against Hillary Clinton page in response to the article that I just described to you written by Nate Silver at 538.com. A guy named Rick says, when did this page become the We Hate Bernie Sanders page? Somebody else says, you've lost over 800 members. Here's somebody who says, looks like the Clinton machine infiltrated this page, ha ha. Then somebody put up a post that I agree with, let's name her, Denise Flynn, put up an infographic from Star Trek saying, seriously? All you're doing is making yourself look really stupid. All right, here's Tony. I'm out too. You say you're against Hillary, but once a bona fide progressive like Bernie shows up, you're on him like white on rice. Who do you support exactly? Then somebody puts up a Martin O'Malley post. And then John writes, your agenda is so apparent. Don't you hear everybody calling you out on it? You seem like a child that covers its ears and goes, la, 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 so you don't have to listen. Bernie is going to ignite this entire nation, except maybe a few of those deep south shithole states. All right. Then Dan asks, is this Democrats against Hillary Clinton or Democrats against Bernie Sanders? And it is a fair question because whether it's Steve or someone else who has taken over the management of this page, there is a clear bias because so many of these posts echo the line that Bernie can't win, he's going to flame out, blah, blah, blah. And the most often substitute offered here is Martin O'Malley. So let's see, I'm scrolling through here as I talk. This is from Deborah. To all those awaiting the next Bernie bashing, I say welcome. What's the old saying? Any publicity is better than no publicity. All right. Then we have Colleen writes, I think somebody's paying you to attack Sanders. So you get the idea that at least on this page, there are many people who came because they oppose Hillary. They're looking for an alternative. And they're finding that this is kind of a biased page that is against Hillary, or at least it goes through those motions, but seems very bent on criticizing Bernie Sanders. And for me, this is all kind of amusing. I see this as people who have too much time on their hands, and many of them are kind of committed in their own partisan way. And so, as I conclude here, my request to you is to take it all in. Listen to views and voices, people who you respect. Look at these candidates carefully. Not a one of them is perfect. But we will have to choose from this group in about 16 months. And, of course, in the past, I have exercise my discretion not to vote for the Democratic nominee, and I may do so again in 2016. I'll make that decision closer to the election itself when we know the dynamics and at least who the candidate for the Republicans will be. But until we get further along in the process, when you hear someone say they know what the outcome of the November 2016 election will be, and therefore you must get in line on this issue or behind this candidate, just laugh. Just laugh right in their faces, okay? Thanks for listening to my ranting and raving here in this special report. And I would appreciate your feedback and comments. Send an email to Peter at peterbcollins.com.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.